A massive methane leak from a gas storage facility in Southern California has been making headlines recently at Porter Ranch. But Porter Ranch is not the only place methane is leaking. There are millions of plugged and abandoned oil and gas wells in the U.S., and recent studies show some of them are leaking small but measurable quantities of methane. Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce reports.
This is what the death of an oil and gas well sounds like.
And that's it. Another one done.
Plugged with cement, the well is cut off below ground, covered up with dirt, and then, more often than not, never thought of again. Sometimes a dead well is marked with a tombstone of sorts, a marker listing its unique identifying number. But often, there's no indication at all on the surface that there was once a hole many thousands of feet deep, tapping reservoirs of gas or oil. That's what Inside Energy data journalist Jordan Werfsbrock and I discovered on a recent afternoon when we went searching for abandoned oil and gas wells around Fort Collins, Colorado. We had coordinates downloaded from the state oil and gas database and multiple GPS devices, but actually finding the wells proved complicated.
Okay. Supposedly, right where this giant tree is.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a well would have been right here.
There were several posts in the ground nearby, but none of them was clearly marking a well.
Could be either, or neither. Could be somewhere completely different, which I guess is the fun of the abandoned well search.
In Colorado alone, there are more than 35,000 abandoned wells. There are more than 50,000 in Wyoming. Of the dozen supposed well sites we visited, only one was clearly an old well pad, and none were marked. Which isn't a problem if the wells are truly dead. But new data suggests dead wells may not be all the way dead. Rob Jackson is a scientist at Stanford University.
Like when a state sees a well is plugged, they typically put a check mark by that well in a database or in a file somewhere, and they don't do anything for the most part.
Rarely do they go back and test the wells for gas leaks. But Jackson's research group did. Why? Because methane is a potent greenhouse gas, and also potentially explosive if it accumulates in confined spaces. Jackson and his colleagues found that in most cases, if wells leaked at all, it was only a very tiny bit of methane. But not always.
A small subset of the wells are responsible for the bulk of the methane leakage that we observe.
Those super leaky wells, from what we know, still emit far less than, say, the massive leak in Southern California. But they do add up. In Pennsylvania, one of Jackson's colleagues, engineer Mary Kang, estimated that abandoned wells account for 4-7% of the state's total man-made methane emissions. But it's hard to say whether those results translate to other states, because nowhere in the country is there systematic monitoring of abandoned wells. Jackson says it's partly an issue of states not having the resources to monitor.
But I also think the states aren't that interested in some cases, in many cases, in the data. I'm not sure that they really want to know.
When I asked Mark Watson, Wyoming's oil and gas supervisor, whether he saw any reason to monitor abandoned wells, he said he hadn't seen any evidence that it was necessary.
It's not rocket science to plug these wells. You know, it's a hole in the ground that's pretty deep, and, you know, you set cement, and cement lasts a long time.
And usually, that's true. But not always. Colorado's Oil and Gas Commission was similarly skeptical that abandoned wells need monitoring. But even if we did want to monitor all the old wells, it's not clear we could find them. Robert Kirkwood is a researcher with the Wyoming Geological Survey. A few years back, he was tasked with locating several hundred active and abandoned oil and gas wells in southwestern Wyoming.
What percentage of the wells that you were looking for were not where they were supposed to be?
23%.
A quarter of the wells. Some weren't even close. The furthest well was more than a mile from where it was supposed to be.
And some of those were just found fortuitously because we were just walking and walking, and then I could see the marker through the sagebrush and I'd be like, there's something over there, you know, and walk over to it, there it is.
Others, without markers, he never found. Out in the middle of the Wyoming desert, a few lost wells might not be a big deal. But in other areas, like the Front Range of Colorado, where houses and schools and shopping centers are encroaching on old oil fields, it might eventually pose a bigger problem. For Inside Energy, I'm Stephanie Joyce.